till 6, this is Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
At 7 to 4, lots of calls, lots of correspondence over the last 24 hours about the smoke haze, which has blanketed a lot of Perth. Not so bad today, but it's confused me as to why so many people are in fact wondering why we're still doing some prescribed burns. To explain more on how important they are, Dave Gossage is the president of the Bushfire Volunteers, and he joins me live on the program this afternoon. G'day, Dave.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. We can't do prescribed burns all year round. This is the perfect time of year to do it.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. It's critical, and it seems a bit odd to some people, but we've got to, if you burn at the wrong time of the year, you can get the wrong result. And it's incredibly important that people understand that we've got to keep the fuel loadings below 8 tonnes to the hectare as a medium, because anything over that during the fire season, you'll see people's houses burning. It's as simple as that, because we can't get on top of the fires if the fuel loading's too high.
So prescribed burns, obviously such an important part of the mitigation strategy, Dave. And as you just said there, it's another debate for another day as to why some homes are constructed where they are, close to a lot of bush, but they're the planning decisions we've been dealt and the cards that we have to make sure that people aren't losing their lives and their homes.
Yeah, and it's imperative that these burns do occur. And unfortunately, yesterday we saw an inversion in Mother Nature, which traps in a very still environment, so it traps the smoke in. So, yeah, sure, it's an inconvenience for a day or two, but I can assure you from the last 40 years of experience, mate, I'd rather one or two inconvenient days at this time of the year and in autumn rather than spending weeks out fighting fires and watching people's houses burn. Give me that option anytime.
Absolutely. There is some push, though, isn't there, Dave, from some quarters, and not to burn as much of the bush as we used to. There's a lot of greenies who try and infiltrate the conversation.
Yeah, look, prescribed burning is certainly one of the many tools available, and there's certainly, whilst it's more expensive, there is in some areas where things are a little bit more sensitive. We support mechanical vegetation modification by doing mulching and other mechanical means. So it's not just about fire. We, as an association, have a view that it's like having the right tool for the right job. So in the bushfire space, we need the right mitigation method to suit the environment and the bush that is of the highest risk to people's houses and properties. And that is varied across this state, from the Kimberley to Margaret River. Their vegetation types are so diverse, and it's important that we keep an open mind, but I can assure you, with the work and, I experienced that smoke yesterday myself.
Yep.
To come to the metro area, and now I'm down in the Bridgetown region, and there was a lot of prescribed burning happening there up until it rained this morning. And it's well worth it, and something we should be all supporting in a big way to help keep the society safe as a whole.
Dave Gossage, you do great work. All of our bushfire volunteers do. I always appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ollie. Have a great day.
You too, Dave Gossage. Putting a bit of context around the prescribed burning program at the moment, he's the president of the Bushfire Volunteers.